The hero reveals the possibilities of human nature. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. The hero reveals the possibilities of human nature. Now we look at a person who's a hero and we say, my goodness, they did something that I just never could get myself to do. Go into a burning building to help somebody come out. To go to a car that has just been in an accident and at any moment could start on fire and even explode. And I go in and take the person out the door. Oh, wow, that takes a lot of courage, a lot of strength. Well, yes, it's true. And the hero does not think the car is going to explode. The hero does not think that the burning building is going to be difficult. The hero only thinks of the person who needs to be given a little extra help to bring him out of that dangerous situation. The hero doesn't think of it. He's not a hero. He's merely a sensitive, caring human. And a sensitive, caring human does, under all circumstances, what is right to be done. Now, are you a sensitive, caring human? And the answer is maybe. Maybe. Now, why is it maybe? It's maybe because it depends on how dangerous you conceive the situation to be, whether you're going to risk your life or your limb or your good health for going in there and doing it. Now, we tell the story of our wonderful friend Dorothea Zimmerman. And when she was in her 70s, the house burned down that she lived in. And in the house was her mentor, who was in his 80s at the time. And she went in there when the house was on fire and helped him to get out. And she was burned over 80% of her body. And he didn't survive because he was burned too much. And she put her act together. She believed in herself. And the doctors did the work that needed to be done, patched her up, put skin all over. And today she looks just great. You wouldn't even know that she'd ever been in a fire. And when she comes over here to go swimming in the Swimmix and the jacuzzi and stuff, you would never know that she had body burns all over her body. Now, that is result that happened. But now, is she a hero? Well, she's not a hero. She is a magnificent being. She's a magnificent spiritual being. A hero is someone who others respect and honor for some notable thing that they did. She does not allow anyone to respect and honor her for the notable thing she did. It just was what the thing to do. Just the thing to do. That was my mentor. He needed my help. He's been helping me. I'm going in to help him. And here she is in her 70s going in to help her friend who was in his 80s to get out of the building. I mean, you know, That's a person who really is dedicated to everything good and beautiful. Are you wanting credit when you do something nice? Do you want people to know that you said something nice to somebody and you changed their life? Most people do. Most people, well, what did you do today? Well, I talked to somebody on the phone who was having a healing need. And I told them that if they put this cause in motion, that their healing need will be fulfilled in every perfect way, and they will be able to walk free and wonderful. And I told them this, and they said, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, who's getting the credit here? The practitioner. The practitioner is making sure that you know they really appreciate it. They really wanted it. They really needed it. And you see, that's so silly. That's so silly, because we've got our reward. That's like the Pharisees who stand in the street corner and do their obeisance and do their prayers and so forth. And Jesus said, they have their reward already from the people listening. You know, go to your Father in secret, who seeth in secret, and he'll reward you openly. But shut up. Don't tell people of the lovely things that you do and the gracious things you do and how you change people's life. If you're a teacher and you're using it as an illustration, that's a little different situation. Then you try to use other people as the illustration. They say, well, don't you have any illustrations of your own? Well, sure. But I'm not trying to toot my horn. I'm tooting a philosophy. And if I start saying, well, I spoke to Ingeborg when she was down and out, and I said, Ingeborg, you're fantastic, Ingeborg, come on, up, up, Ingeborg, you're fantastic, Ingeborg, you're super, 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 super. And Ingeborg stands up and she says, yes, I can handle it now. Thank you, Herb. Now, shut up. So, I was talking to a practitioner who said they were dealing with someone, and they said to him, come on, up, 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 you can do it, come on, up, up, up. And then they did it, because the practitioner helped them to put the cause in motion. But you see, people say, well, Herb, why don't you give illustrations about your own life? Why don't you demonstrate for us, or what do you say, reveal to us those things that you're doing? Because when the person does that, then you start worshiping them. When a person does that, then you start saying, come and help me, come and help me. And of course, that's not what we do. We may show you the way, but you have to help yourself. Now, if you want to be a hero, then you're a relative human being, and that's not bad. Don't go thinking it's bad just because it's a relative human being. What it is you're working on a level that can be distressing. Now, do you want to work on that level that's distressing? Or do you want to work on the level that all things are in divine order? All is in divine order. You see, when we do that, then we know we don't have to play the hero game. The hero reveals the possibilities of human nature. What do you want to reveal? The possibilities of what?
Divine.
Divine nature. You want to reveal the possibilities of divine nature. Now, how do you reveal the possibilities of divine nature? By
Being it.
We reveal the possibilities of divine nature by being it. By whenever there's a need in our heart, we go out and do it. Whenever there's a healing to be done, we go out and claim it's done. Whenever there's a circumstance that needs to be put right, we go out and put it right. Now, that doesn't mean we put somebody else down in the process. That only means that we know the truth. And the truth sets the whole thing free. It's a wonderful thing. And it's where it all comes from and where it all goes to. Now, what kind of life do you want to live? Do you want to live the hero's life with all the credits and all the love of the community? And do you know, when he was a Boy Scout, he saved his neighbor whose house was on fire. And he pounded on the door and says, neighbor, come out, your house is on fire. Wake up, wake up. And the neighbor woke up and came out. Oh, how about that? And the boy was a hero because he pounded on the front door and rang the bell and brought his neighbor out. That's a wonderful thing. It really is a wonderful thing. But hero? I mean, was it life-threatening to the boy? Was it life-threatening to anything? No, not that we know. Yeah. He grabbed a little child who was going into the street and pulled him back so he wouldn't get hit by a car. Is that a hero? Well, he just did what was right to do. A hero, I'd like to redefine the word. A hero is a divine being who nobody ever knows who they are. Nobody ever knows who they are. They go out and do their, if you will, heroic acts, and no one ever knows. They run away before people come and ask, who did it? Oh, so he did it. Where is he? Oh, he's gone, you know. And that's the hero. The hero who lets circumstances take it, and you do what must be done in the circumstance, and then you get the heck out of there so that you don't get a lot of credit, you don't get a lot of other things going your way. You're fantastic. You see, this is what life is all about. Too often we are so looking for appreciation that we don't realize that we got it already. Too often we're looking for healing from the outside and we don't realize we have it from the inside already. Is all in divine order right now? Yes. How often have you claimed it today? Mm-hmm. Have you said it 3 million, 12 billion times? No. No, of course not. You can't speak that fast. But can it be constantly on your mind that all is in divine order? No matter what comes up, all is in divine order. No matter what you're facing, all is in divine order. Isn't that wonderful? That's truly wonderful. And it really works. So speak your word today and let these things that are in divine order be yours. And remember, the hero reveals the possibilities of human nature, but our definition of hero reveals the possibilities of divine nature. And he didn't do a thing about it except remain one-pointed to the principle. Kind of nice, isn't it? And that's where it's all at, and that's where it's all going to be forevermore. Have a lovely afternoon. I love you. I love you. I love you.